Hi guys, this is Carly on Fashion Radio, and today is the first week of May, which means that we're in the Golden Week now. And I think I've already told about this, but I was planning to go to like a trip with my friend, but it's because I got the work this week, so I think I can't go anywhere. But I hope that I can go maybe next year or maybe some other like holiday, maybe. So today, I don't know, I've been very nervous. It's gonna be very special for me because one of my good friends finally came to Japan and now he's in the recording. So I'm quite excited to introduce him, but it's later anyway. So today's first song is from his band called The Stereotype Inc. And this is called 13th of November. Enjoy it!
Remember the 13th of November, the gunpowder, treason and plot. Forget we will never, the 13th of November, the night people fell by the lot.
Yeah, listening to Fashion Radio, that was Stereotype Inc. with 13th of November. So, I'm gonna have this special guest for today, Ivan from Stereotype Inc. Hello! Hey. Hi!
Hey, it's great to be here, finally.
Yeah, right? Finally!
We've been talking about this for, almost 2 years, and
exactly.
It finally happened, so I'm super excited to be here with you today, and
to be
finally your guest on Fly Jam Radio, the famous Fly Jam Radio.
Is it irony or something? Yeah, it's true, because I remember that 2 years ago I met you at our 16th party.
Yeah, that was an interesting event. I still remember it. You and I have a mutual friend who was participating in your event, and he invited me, and I was there, and I guess all of your friends and co-workers were there, and your boss was there as well. And I remember you asking me to play one, or somebody asked me to play one song or whatever, and he actually joined me on his violin, which was pretty amazing, because he's really good and he's a great singer as well.
Oh.
So I remember I was just playing what was it, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the, there was the part where there's a solo, but it was only me on the guitar, so, you know, and I don't know how to play solos or anything like that. So he just jumped in and he started soloing on his violin. I was like, wow, this is, like, really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So he kind of made me sound better than I usually sound. But, yeah, it was a really cool event, and you know, that's when I met you, and
yes,
we kind of kept in touch, and we kept talking about this possibility of me, you know, joining your show. And
yeah,
you know, actually, I've been a fan for 2 years. You know, I listen to your
aww
show almost every week. So now to be actually a guest on the show, it's kind of like, you know,
weird.
No, no, it's like it's if Ella Garden asked you to like play the bass for him in one song or something,
yeah,
like that. So like, you know, you're a fan of the band, and then they ask you to like come and jam with them or something. So that's kind of how it feels.
That's so sweet, actually. I mean, and you remember everything so clearly.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's because I don't drink.
That is, whoa. Yeah, that's true, because you didn't drink, so you remember everything.
Well, yeah, memories like that, I guess, stick with me. So, you know, and my time in Japan is always memorable. So it was, I do remember it, yes.
That is true. Yeah, that's really good. I mean, like, I'm so happy to have you finally.
Yes,
here.
yes, definitely. Yeah, now we can, you know, talk about things, about my band, music, whatever.
Yeah, so yeah, I want you to introduce about your band.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, Stereotype Inc. is our name. We're located in Salt Lake City, that's where we live. And the members of the band are my brother Val and my first cousin LJ, so it's kind of a family band, and our drummer Jake, who's a guy from Salt Lake City. Originally, the three of us, so my brother and my cousin, were from Serbia, and we moved to Salt Lake City a long time ago, and we've always played music, and we've been in different bands in our lives, and so we decided to, you know, continue doing that, and we've been doing that for it's gonna be 10 years this year.
What?
I think it was our anniversary sometimes in April, or it might be May. I'm not actually sure. I'll actually have to ask. I'll have
to. You
gonna
do something like a gig or something?
We have this show when I come back from Japan. We have this show on TV. We're gonna be guests on a morning show at one of American national stations, so that's gonna be a good opportunity to celebrate our anniversary.
Yeah.
And we actually had a show right before I left, so that was kind of cool too. We played a lot of our new material and kind of experimented with some new technology and everything. So yeah, this summer seems like it's gonna be cool, with a lot of new stuff coming up. So yeah, in summary, that's kind of our band. Yeah. I guess we play some kind of alternative pop rock. I don't know. That's kind of the general genre that we play. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, like, because I've already played so many times your songs on this radio show.
Thank you.
And I've already mentioned that you guys are like working to make new album,
yes,
which could come soon.
Yeah, so we've been saying that for, I mean, I've been telling you this for like what, a year now.
Yeah.
But it's a slow process. We released one album already, and then we were playing live shows, but that material was it's kind of old. It's four or 5 years old already. And we kind of got tired of playing those songs in live shows, so we just decided to write new songs and not even play those old songs anymore unless we really need to. So we were really, really productive trying to, you know, write enough songs that we can play a concert without having to play any of our old material. So Obviously, you know, playing music is not like my full-time job. We all have jobs and lives outside of music, so
right.
when you're not fully dedicated to it, then it takes a little bit of time, you know, to write and
it's true.
So we were actually very, very productive. We wrote a lot of songs, worked on a lot of songs, and actually got to kind of develop a set list that we can play live shows with without playing those old songs. But then what that meant is we had a lot of material that we wanted to record at the same time. So when you're trying to write and record at the same time and music is not your full-time job, that takes time, you know. So
yeah, that's true.
I think we're actually, I would want to say we're about 70% done. Because we actually recorded a majority of the instruments and laid down a lot of tracks for a lot of songs. We have a lot of songs almost done. So now we're just kind of applying the final touches, and hopefully we could have it all done by the end of the year. I don't want to be too ambitious and say by the summer, because the summer is just around the corner.
That is true.
Hopefully by the end of the year, and we can have another album out, and obviously you'll be the first to know.
Yay!
When the material is out. Yes. But yeah, today the songs that we're going to play are going to be on that album, so...
Okay,
we're
so...
very excited, yes.
Maybe I can play just today's second song then?
Yes.
Right, okay, so this is called... Oh, maybe you want to introduce that.
Sure, yes. so I guess both songs that we're going to listen today are kind of inspired by social events and what's happening in the world. The first one, called 13th of November, was inspired by the events that happened in Paris in November of last year with the bombings and everything. And Heartland is kind of, that's the next song that we're going to listen to, Heartland. And it's got a kind of a social background as well. So that's kind of, those are the topics that we've been exploring in this new album.
I see. Okay, so...
enjoy, everybody.
Okay, listen to it. Enjoy.
Guys always
despite the headlines, this is the best time in human history to be born.
You're listening to Fashion Radio, and that was today's guest, the Stereotype Inc. with Hotland. So, Evan,
yes.
Why you came to Japan this time?
Well,
weird question, sorry, but yeah.
No, it's not a weird question at all. Everybody who knows me knows my admiration for this country. I know you hate it, but... So this is an opportunity for your listeners to get a different perspective.
Yeah.
Get a different opinion about Japan. I don't know. I like the country, I guess. You know, they say very often that opposites attract each other. So Japan is opposite of everything that I've experienced in my life and the way that I was brought up, the way that I was raised. I don't know, I was so this time around I'm traveling with my very good friend Mikey, and the way he so eloquently put it, I wouldn't shut up about it, so he decided to join me on this trip and see what's this place all about. But I guess I had that fortune in my life to travel a little bit and see different places, and everywhere I went, it was always a great experience and a new learning experience, and you see something different and new. But nowhere have I felt like in Japan. Japan was like a different world.
Even you traveled to like other Asian countries.
Yeah. So I remember the first time when I came here, I was in Singapore for a week, and then I came to Tokyo, and probably like after two or three days in Tokyo, I forgot that I was even in Singapore. I was so impressed with this place here that it was just, I don't know, it was so different. I've never been to any place like that. If I had like amnesia or something, and I woke up in Tokyo and somebody told me that I was on a different planet, I would believe them, because it really seems like a completely new world. And Mikey and I have been traveling this time, and we actually visited Hong Kong before we came to Tokyo, and he kind of, in a way, I guess that's at least the sense that I got out of him, he agreed with me that Tokyo is he prefers Tokyo over Hong Kong, and it's way different than Hong Kong and anything he's experienced so far. Obviously, him being a great rule follower, that was one of the biggest things for him, how everything is so organized here. And that's, I guess, one of the things that I enjoyed with Tokyo, that it's such a huge city, and usually the downside of a big city is that hustle and bustle, the constant, like that chaos, I guess.
Yeah.
Whenever you go to a huge city like New York or London or whatever, you know, it's usually that you have a hard time getting around. But that's not necessarily the case with Tokyo. Even though there's a lot of people here, it's so organized, and everybody's kind of conscious of the people surrounding them. So. I mean, the simplest example is when you get off the train, you know, people are waiting for you to get off so that they can get in. And then when you get on the escalator, everybody lines up on the left side so that the people can walk if they want to walk. You know, you stand on the left and you walk on the right. And there's no, it's just every time, unless Mikey forgets himself and he stands on the right instead of left.
I do that in London. I know.
Yeah, but we already know you're not Japanese.
So
that's why you do that. But yeah, I guess it's just the culture, you know, it is so different. It's very impressive to me, and you know, I enjoy coming back, and even this time around, you know, it's again a new experience, and I'm seeing new things and you know, learning new things and trying to pick up a little bit of Japanese, but it's hard. You've been helping me a little bit, but
I think you're a good learner, because you always just, whenever I say something in Japanese, you just try to repeat it, and then like, and I think that works to learn something like new language.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they say with names, if you wanna, because I'm terrible with names too. When I meet somebody for the first time,
right?
I just have this generally I don't know, I guess no interest. I don't know what it is. I'm so casual that I just forget. And they say to learn a name when you meet somebody new, the way to do that is to use their name three times in a conversation as you're talking to them. So I'm trying to apply the same method with learning Japanese, but it's actually, we talked the other day, you know, when we met before the interview, that the reason why it's so hard for me to pick up Japanese is because it's not similar to anything I've ever heard. You know, if you speak English or Spanish or French or German or whatever, those like European languages, they're all in a way different. So when you hear a new word, it kind of sounds similar to another word that you know, so you kind of have a point of reference.
Yeah.
And it's easier for you to remember it. So so when you were teaching me new words in Japanese, I would always try to come up with a word that sounds similar to that. And that was kind of the way that I've been trying to remember. So far we got, what, three phrases down?
Only three?
Sumimasen, arimasu ka, and daijoubu desu.
Daijoubu desu is a really useful word.
Yeah. So daijoubu desu is, we can use that one. I try to use it as my, obviously with arigatou gozaimasu. That's the first one that you learn. You can't avoid that one. Everybody says it at least five times when like in 5 seconds. In every store where you go in, or a restaurant or whatever, everybody's so nice and polite, and yeah. So that's another thing about Japan and Japanese people.
Have you used to arimasu in other, like a restaurant or bar far?
Gyoza arimasu ka? Or ramen arimasu ka?
Now you can order, right?
Yeah, no, I can at least. If they don't have something on the menu, I know how to say that, how to ask for something that's not on the menu. If I know the name of the thing that I'm looking for, at least. But yeah, I mean, Japanese sounds very cool. I would love to learn it. I mean, listen, languages in general, they're just tools for communication. Mm-hmm. So it's not about like what sounds cool and whatnot. And I would like to communicate with as many people as I can through as many languages as I can. But learning Japanese, I guess, would be in a way special, because it sounds pretty cool. It doesn't sound like any other Asian languages. It's got certain melody to it.
It could be like a Korean, I think, or Chinese.
I think maybe Korean is like broken Japanese or something.
Kind of similar,
I apologize to all Koreans. I'm just kidding.
Be careful.
Yeah, there's a lot of... this is just me, Yvonne, saying this. This is not on behalf of stereotyping. Just to clarify that, it's just, this is Yvonne's opinion, not stereotyping. Japanese language, well, maybe, who knows? Maybe one day I get to speak it a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see.
Speak really quickly. You learn really quickly, yeah. So yeah, I think you will.
Maybe if
that.
We come here on a tour, you know, and...
As like a band and then touring in Japan, yeah.
That would be a dream come true too, to come here and play some music. Just being in this place is great, you know, it's a great experience. But to come here and also do something that I love to do, which is play music and perform live for people, that would be a real, real dream come true. So that there's some homework for you.
I still remember that. Yeah, what we talked about the first time when Afali just met. Yeah, we were just talking like, maybe you can come to Japan for touring and I'm gonna manage you or something
I was always open to the idea of you being our Japanese manager, and maybe even more than that, you know. When we went on our tour to Europe, my best friend was our European tour manager, and he organized everything for us, and so he was pretty much bossing us around, telling us where to go and what to do. So that was an interesting experience. You know, we could focus on music only, so you could do the same for us, I guess, in Japan. I would always be open. We would be open to that opportunity, I guess. Yes.
But you know that, you know, I can be better to organize those things in London.
That too. Why not? You know, why not? Why don't we take it internationally? You know,
just maybe.
Why limit ourselves to Japan only? You know, we can conquer the world.
Right, yeah. I'm gonna try my best to achieve
it. Yeah, it's a small task for you.
It's not a small, it's a huge task.
No. You can do it. I have a full confidence in you. You're capable of doing this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so expectations are, you know, high, but you know, your capabilities are high as well too.
Thank you. Yeah, I keep doing my best.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Okay. So that's it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, time is flying.
Time flies fast when you're having fun, right?
That is true. But maybe you can come back here anytime.
Yes. Hopefully, this is not my last time in Tokyo, and maybe the next time around, you know, we do this on our tour.
Okay.
No pressure.
I do my best. Sometimes maybe at some point when you release new album, maybe I can talk to you like on Skype.
Yeah.
And with your other members as well.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes, we can definitely do that.
I'd love to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Full band interview.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay, so it was Ivan from Still Typing. Thank you so much for coming.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
So, it was really fun to have him finally as a guest on this radio show, and it was like a touching moment for me because 2 years ago, you know, we just met and we didn't know what's going to happen in the future, but we somehow, you know, kept in touch, and then finally this, you know, happened. So, and then I still remember that I actually asked him how I can organize, promote musicians, and he said like maybe radio is a good way. You remember that? I think you told me like, you know, American people listen to a radio show and I mean, they get the information like about the music from that. So actually it's kind of, you know, that is why actually we started this radio show. So it's like really, you know, it was really touching moment for me. Like finally I had him, and because he gave me that advice. So yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna cry. Maybe later, but yeah, I really hope that I can have him again on this radio show and introduce himself and his band and new music and together. Right, okay, so this random radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday I speak in Japanese and Thursday I speak in English. So thank you for listening and I see you next week again. Bye!